Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is the Friday before the crucial New Hampshire primary, and there's some great, great news. Not some great news for the Trump campaign or for the Haley campaign or for the DeSantis campaign or for the Biden campaign. Great news for the United States of America. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 400 points. It's actually 408 points right now, just a quick check. This is incredible. The market is soaring. The Standard & Poor, the S&P 500, has reached its all-time high and reached a level higher than anything that existed 2 years ago. This is a very, very powerful good news, and part of it is driven by a Wall Street Journal headline that says consumer sentiment logs the biggest jump in decades. Consumer sentiment leapt 13% in the first half of January from December, the University of Michigan said today. That came on the heels of a sharp rise in December, causing the index to surge a combined 29% from November, the biggest two-month increase since 1991. I mean, can we get this quiz? 34 years ago? 33? It's a long time ago. This is remarkable. What is the political impact? Who knows? But there's other good news politically for President Trump of the various endorsements that he wants to receive. He's already received a lot of them. No endorsement more precious to him than that of Tim Scott, who used to be running against him. And Tim Scott had attracted some support. He was, at the time that he withdrew from the race, say he was polling about 7% in Iowa. And he had gotten a lot of important financial and personal endorsements. The senator from South Carolina, who, by the way, was appointed to the U.S. Senate to fill a seat that became vacant. And Tim Scott was appointed to the U.S. Senate by Nikki Haley, who was then governor of South Carolina. He's not endorsing the woman who supported him, his friend from South Carolina. He's endorsing Donald Trump tonight. And given the fact that after the New Hampshire primary, the next important battleground leading to Super Tuesday is South Carolina. And a lot of people who have looked at this said that even if Nikki Haley does well in New Hampshire, runs a very close second to Trump, or even beats Trump, which is conceivable, if she loses her own home state of South Carolina, the state where she was two terms as governor and was a member of the state legislature, then it's very, very tough for Nikki Haley to move forward. Meanwhile, other news headlines, aside from the planned Tim Scott announcement, there was an announcement today by Nikki Haley, which, by the way, I think will enormously help her campaign and clears away, I think, a lot of the reluctance people had to get on board any kind of Nikki Haley Express. Nikki Haley told a table of voters at a diner in Amherst, New Hampshire, today that she will not be anybody's vice president. A Politico senior political columnist, Jonathan Martin, wrote on X today, just a couple hours ago, Nikki Haley just told a table of voters at a diner in Amherst, New Hampshire, I don't want to be anybody's vice president, that's off the table. Haley's comments come a day after Axios reported that Haley, Representative Elise Stefanik, and Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio were the top three choices for vice president. Now, all of this goes to the point that President Trump, in one of his town hall interviews, said he had already decided on who would be his vice presidential candidate. And obviously, if he had decided that it would be Nikki Haley, that's not going to work right now, especially with the increasingly heated nature of the campaign against Haley by the Trump campaign. NBC reported that the Haley campaign is gearing up to try to win New Hampshire as Trump world vows to go after her reputation and image, and that's in quotes. They quote a unidentified official with the Trump campaign saying, Nikki should get out while people still talk about her for 2028, or she'll end up like all the 2016s that nobody thinks of as future presidents anymore. She's talking about people like Chris Christie or Marco Rubio or John Kasich. This was a Trump campaign advisor. A protracted ground war will cost us our money, but it will cost Nikki her reputation and image. And part of that has already started. There is a piece in the British press, the Daily Mail. It's an incredibly long, incredibly nasty, and incredibly irresponsible piece that goes back and recycles charges about an affair, an extramarital affair, or two extramarital affairs that allegedly Nikki Haley experienced while she was a member of the state legislature in South Carolina. That was before she was elected to her two terms as governor. There's also a flashback in that coverage of the affair claiming that she had an affair 5 years ago. This was reported by Inside Edition. An affair between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Is that why there was all that talk about a running mate? I don't think they had that kind of mating involved when that term was closed. We will talk about that and the impact, if any, on the race in New Hampshire. I don't think that the report in the Daily Mail basically bringing up charges that were lodged against Nikki Haley more than 10 years ago is going to impact her. She's already been very effective and very convincing in strictly denying those charges and talking about her long-term happy marriage with her husband, Michael Haley. And again, I was involved in another radio interview this morning where somebody asked, why is Nikki Haley embarrassed about not using her real name? This is another big attack by the Trump forces. President Trump insisting on calling her Namorata, which was her first name on her birth certificate, but her second name on her birth certificate, the middle name, was Nikki. Spelled that way, N-I-K-K-I. And Bobby Ghosh, who was also Indian American, wrote a column saying Nikki is an Indian first name. And she used that, and she got the Haley because she got married, and she chose to do what more traditionally minded women do, which is to take the name of your husband once you get married. And by the way, to have this kind of attack on Nikki Haley in the middle of a campaign on the eve of the Iowa caucuses, I mean, really? And while her husband is away on deployment with the National Guard, I mean, really, this is kind of nasty, wouldn't you think? Speaking of kind of nasty, Alec Baldwin, remember him, has been indicted by a grand jury in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of a movie in New Mexico. And, again, do you remember once upon a time Alec Baldwin was considered a potential candidate for governor of New York as a Democrat, for Congress in New York as a Democratic member of Congress, and much more. We will be speaking to a panel of people who have relatives who have been taken hostage by Hamas. That and more coming up on a very busy Medved show.
You're a nasty person.
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
And signing up for the MedVed newsletter is completely free. And it's we actually put a lot of work into it these days. And by the way, there is a terrific article coming out in the newsletter. And it's a lengthy article about the whole history of the Jewish attachment to the land of Israel, to that spot of real estate that is claimed by Arabs who have only recently begun to call themselves Palestinians. But in any event, that's by my wife, and she did a terrific job with it. But that's all available through the newsletter if you sign up for it and get it free every Friday. And by the way, a salute to my assistant, Carmen Friswold, who does a spectacular job with the newsletter and putting together the movie reviews. We're reviewing a big new movie this week, which is a faith-based film that tells the true story of the first American saint. And here I don't mean a secular saint, I mean a nun who changed the whole world, Mother Cabrini. We will be talking about that film a little bit later in this edition of the Michael Medved Show. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley just released a new campaign ad that included a mashup of somebody praising her while she was serving as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Who was praising her? Well, it's a terrific Trump imitation. It sounds just like him. Actually, that's teasing. It is Donald Trump. And I'm not sure that this is really a campaign strategy that's going to work for Nikki Haley. She is trying desperately to gain some traction in the New Hampshire primary. But her ad, new ad, sounds like this.
I like Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nikki's going to do a good job.
Great job. And I want to also thank your former governor, Nikki Haley, who's doing an awfully good job for us. She's representing America very well as our ambassador to the United Nations. She is doing a spectacular job. She has just been really great.
Nikki Haley is doing a great job.
I want to thank Ambassador Nikki Haley for her outstanding leadership and for acting as my personal envoy on the Security Council. She's doing a good job.
Where's our Nikki? Ambassador Nikki Haley, who is so incredible.
And Nikki Haley did a great job.
I like the message that Nikki sent yesterday at the United Nations. So, Nikki, that was the right message that you and I agreed to be sent yesterday.
Thanks to the leadership of UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
The Huffington, the Haley Post, the Haley campaign, pardon me, told Politico that the ad reflected Trump's frustration with the former South Carolina's governor's growing popularity, saying he was only singing a different tune now because he's threatened by Haley's rise in the polls. I'm not sure I understand what that means, but what that ad seems to suggest is that she's recognizing that, look, if she wants to win in New Hampshire, she's going to have to peel away some of the support that is already committed to President Trump. Just hours ago, NBC News 10 in Boston and the Boston Globe released the latest tracking poll covering New Hampshire. And that released today showed Trump at 52%, which is 2 percentage points higher than he had polled in the first 2 days of the tracking poll. Haley, meanwhile, dropped 1 percentage point, landing at 35%. DeSantis remained a distant third at 6%. According to 538, which takes all of the polls and computes their averages, the average for New Hampshire shows her a little bit closer than the new Boston Globe poll. It shows 48% for Trump, 34% for Haley. One of the things that has come out in the estimates of what a victory would have to look like for Nikki Haley, part of what that victory would have to look like would be that she is within 7 points of President Trump. And if she doesn't get there, if she loses by 15 or 16 points, then her campaign is going to have a very tough time, especially because it's looking tougher and tougher. She's way behind in the polling in South Carolina. And the announcement that Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, is going to be joining the other senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham endorsed President Trump a long time ago and has been campaigning for him. But it now says in the New York Post, Senator Tim Scott, Donald Trump's one-time rival in the 2024 presidential race, will announce tonight that he is endorsing the former president for the Republican nomination. Scott dropped out of the race on November 12th and vowed at the time he would not endorse another candidate. He's expected to make his backing official at a Trump campaign rally in New Hampshire, according to multiple reports. The decision by Scott to endorse Trump ahead of the January 23rd New Hampshire primary is a blow to Scott's fellow South Carolinian, former Palmetto State Governor Nikki Haley, who's the one who appointed Scott in December 2012 to the Senate seat he has since won twice on his own. Haley, who is 51, is Trump's nearest challenger in New Hampshire, and the consensus among political observers is that she must win the Granite State to deny the 45th president a cakewalk to the Republican nomination in Milwaukee later this year. In backing Trump, Scott joins former Senate or his Senate colleague Lindsey Graham and the current South Carolina governor Henry McMaster in turning their backs on Haley in favor of the former president. However, despite impressive fundraising numbers that Scott did while he was running for president, he failed to break through among Republican voters. A benchmark Iowa poll released in late October, 2 weeks before he dropped out, showed him getting just 7% support in Hawkeye State. Scott announced that, quote, "I think the voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear. They're telling me not now, Tim." That was what he said when he withdrew. In the same interview, he said he would withhold his endorsement for the time being, telling Trey Gowdy over at Fox, "The best way for me to be helpful is not to weigh in." Well, now he is weighing in. And what about the latest tactics used by the Trump campaign to defeat and defang Nikki Haley? More on that coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It is a landmark Department of Justice report released Thursday into the shortcomings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, and communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the 600-page DOJ report. It said the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children. More snow's in store for more than 100 million Americans for this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Nicholas Kristof, the columnist, award-winning columnist for the New York Times, had a column yesterday which we talked about a great deal. The column had the headline, "As If We Didn't Have Enough to Frighten Us." And it talks about the conclusion by a number of experts on North Korea that they have made a decision to go to war, not against the United States, but to go to war against South Korea and probably Japan. And we're going to be talking with Nicholas Kristof about that a little bit later in the show, because this is a very real big deal. And there is also this. It's a Wall Street Journal headline today. Haley could win New Hampshire. Then what? Question mark. It's a column by Barton Swaim, and he went out to a Nikki Haley get-together. It's not exactly a rally. She's been drawing big crowds, but it's a get-together in Hollis, New Hampshire. And he comments on her speech that her cautious criticism of Mr. Trump sounds disingenuous. She began her reproval, writes Barton Swaim, by noting that she voted for Trump twice and was honored to serve in his administration. But rightly or wrongly, she said, chaos follows him. She said, you know I'm right. Chaos follows him. Plainly, writes Barton Swaim, that formulation is calculated not to offend. You could take it, as Mr. Trump likely does, as a compliment. particularly when prefaced by rightly or wrongly. When she says rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him, I'm sort of thinking of a little stray dog that has chaos written on the side. That Trump didn't try to do anything to have chaos follow him. Rightly or wrongly, chaos just follows him. The little dog can't stay away from Donald Trump. In other words, she's even too cautious about offending MAGA world. And that's why I think it was important for her to say earlier this morning that no, she won't be vice president. She's not interested in the vice presidency. Okay, I think she should be very clear on that. Because otherwise people would ask, okay, why don't you say, but Mr. Trump brings chaos? Is it just accident, or is it just because of his enemies that his leadership was associated with chaos? The only president ever to be impeached twice. Of course, there's been no president who's ever been impeached and then found guilty. President Trump survived those two impeachments. And by the way, this is one of the reasons that I think President Trump cares so deeply, deeply, deeply about winning this election. Because if he lost this election, he would become the only incumbent in the long history of the United States to lose re-election bids twice. In other words, yes, you've had incumbents who won, obviously became president, and then lost their bids for re-election. But none of those people who lost bids for re-election ever got nominated again. And that's why this is the big one as far as Trump is concerned. Mr. Trump, writes Barton Swaim, for his part, can be counted on not to speak about Nikki Haley with similar delicacy. Last week on his social media network, Truth Social, he suggested Ms. Haley wasn't eligible to be president because her parents were born abroad. They were born in Punjab. At a Wednesday rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire, he called her backers pro-amnesty, pro-China, and pro-war, and accused her of using fake poll numbers. His campaign surrogate, Mr. Ramaswamy, speaking at the podium with Mr. Trump expressing smug approval sitting behind him, was even more unkind in his jibes at Ms. Haley's expense. My guess, says Barton Swaim, is that Ms. Haley and her campaign quickly realized the chaos line wasn't cutting it. On Thursday, yesterday, she spoke at a rally in Hollis, New Hampshire, near Nashua, and inveighed against Mr. Trump directly and repeatedly. She cleverly, if not quite correctly, categorized Mr. Trump with Mr. Biden by saying the majority of Americans don't want to see two 80-year-olds battling it out for president. Mr. Biden is 81 years old. Mr. Trump will turn 78 in June of this year. Everybody wants to talk about how good the economy was under Trump, she went on. He put us $8 trillion in debt in 4 years. He increased the debt. The idea of how Nikki Haley deals with some of Trump's personal issues, well, this came across last night when she participated in the CNN town hall with Jake Tapper. Clip 8.
Ability, if you become president and Donald Trump's trials are still ongoing, would you preemptively pardon him without waiting for a conviction the way that Gerald Ford did for Richard Nixon?
No, I think everything needs to play out. I think it's important that that happens. And I honestly think President Trump would want that to happen. If he wants to defend himself and prove that he has been treated, you know, the wrong way or whether it's political, I think he would want to fight for that. You know, you only want to talk about a pardon after someone has been convicted. So I would assume that we'd let that play out, and I would think he would want that to play out.
If he were convicted, would you then pardon him?
I said I would pardon him with the simple reason of, you know, when you talk about a pardon, someone's already been found guilty. But for me, the last thing we need is an 80-year-old president sitting in jail, because that's just going to further divide our country. This is no longer about whether he's innocent or guilty. This is about the fact, how do we bring the country back together? And I am determined to make sure all of this division, all of this chaos goes away. And I think a pardon for him would make all of that go away. And I think it would be healing for the country.
I think that kind of response is directly healing for the country as well. There is more from Nikki Haley's, it's the closest she would come to a debate. They were supposed to have a debate last night, but of course she said she would only participate in the debate if Trump came along, and he didn't. What all of this is doing is creating a lot of sense, and by the way, in the column by Peggy Noonan, and people here know that I follow Peggy Noonan very closely and I take her opinion very seriously, but she is writing again in her column that will appear tomorrow about the leanings of many Americans to be dissatisfied with both President Trump and certainly with President Biden, and the leanings toward a third party. What kind of party would that be? What kind of party could that be? We will get to that, because a veteran Democrat and one of the smartest Democratic minds out there in terms of being a campaign consultant just spoke about a third party candidate getting a beep load of votes in 2024. Does that mean changing the outcome of the election? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved show, there is more about Nikki Haley playing the age card. It's fascinating to me. She hasn't really used the I'm a female running for office, and she, of course, is the only female who is a serious presidential candidate this time. There was no one else. Carly Fiorina, you may remember, was popular for a blink of the eye back in 2016. And, of course, there's a great deal of talk that President Trump is going to prefer, if he doesn't go with J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, or with Tim Scott, another potential running mate, he's most likely to take Elise Stefanik or another. People have talked about Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee as a running mate for Trump. I think that's unlikely because she's 71. And right now, what Haley has been doing is playing the age card. She's 51, and which makes her a full generation younger than Donald Trump. And yes, which of course, and Trump is 3 years younger than Joe Biden. This is Nikki Haley playing the age card in her town hall last night on CNN. Listen.
Trump and Biden both spent trillions of dollars that put us in debt that our kids are never going to forgive either one of them for. You look at the fact that we want to get them focused, but right now, do we really want to have two 80-year-olds running for president when we've got a country in disarray and a world on fire? And then you look finally at the fact that they are so distracted by their own investigations and by their own grievances that when I think about my kids, I want a president who's going to be focused on what we need to do to fix the economy, what we need to do to secure the border once and for all, what we need to do to make sure we get our kids reading again and going back to the basics in education, what we need to do to make sure that our country is safe. Those are the things. We don't need people that are distracted. We need people who love America and realize if your time is gone, move out of the way and let a new generational leader come in and start to fix things.
Okay, that's a strong pitch. And what she's talking about, people involved with their own problems, she's talking about the impeachment investigation that has been launched against President Biden by the House of Representatives, some of the problems that he has with Hunter Biden. And by the way, it's telling for me that this has not been a big focus on the news at all, but Hunter Biden has now agreed to testify before the House of Representatives and the various committees investigating him, and to testify behind closed doors. So that investigation is going to be continuing. And look, is it difficult for a president to be handling various potential criminal charges against him, and if not, serious scandals? Yes, there are serious scandals that are going to last for President Trump. beyond the next few weeks. The next few weeks are bad and busy enough. And the fact that President Trump took time off from his campaign and running for president to sit in a courtroom with E. Jean Carroll, who has already won by finding Trump liable to her for having defamed her and for having sexually assaulted her. I mean, really? She talks about her children, Nikki Haley. This leads, of course, to all kinds of desperation by the Trump campaign. Some of that desperation was actually highlighted by Jake Tapper on CNN in conversation with Nikki Haley. This is clip 12.
Trump also is pushing this falsehood that Haley is ineligible to run for president, supposedly because her parents were immigrants from India, were not U.S. citizens at the time she was born. That's crap. It's not true. Haley was born in Bamberg, South Carolina. She's a U.S. citizen. She's completely eligible for the presidency. And this is not unlike when Donald Trump first really, in the modern era, burst onto the political scene by pushing this racist lie that Barack Obama was not eligible because Barack Obama was born in Africa, which is obviously not true.
It is pretty obviously not true. All of this led James Carville in a recent podcast to talk about the whole idea of third-party impact in this election cycle. Listen, clip 18.
In a old white now Republican state, that an incumbent, and Trump is an incumbent, I'm sorry, he just is, can get only 51% against, by the way, which it turned out to be not overly impressive opponents. I mean, DeSantis is almost a laughing stock now. And Nikki Haley is, she's helium light. I mean, she's a real featherweight, and she looks decent on paper. DeSantis looked, you know, even better on paper, and they just had nothing. And Trump, and I don't know, when you look at the entrance polls, I want to be careful to call them entrance polls, the third party is going to get a lot of votes in 2024. I'm just telling you. It's going to get a lot, unless something really changes, and hard for me to see the change. But I was less impressed with this than most people.
Okay, less impressed with Trump's victory in Iowa. By the way, we have up there on our Substack my latest column, which is Iowa in Context, which actually takes a look at some of the numbers that most people didn't highlight. And Peggy Noonan, as I mentioned, who was a crucial speechwriter for President Reagan and for President George Herbert Walker Bush, a different Republican Party, but she is talking about the isolation that is felt between the hardworking Americans, ordinary Americans, and the elites who seem to separate themselves. And the elites have embraced what she calls an ideology with no name. And what a lot of people have called that ideology is wokeism. And she writes, I think people feel invaded by the ideology with no name. They know it is unhealthy for society. Is in fact guaranteed to make us as a people who must live together weaker and more divided. We are not sufficiently noting that this isn't only a Trump election. It is also the first national election since the full impact of 2020 and its epical changes sank in. And by those changes, she means this huge expansion of government power in some of the efforts to deal with vaccine mandates, mask mandates, people really feeling invaded by government in a way that they hadn't before. Peggy Noonan writes, voters are going to want more options. Talk will turn seriously to a third-party bid. The great unanswered question will be whether those mounting that party have enough imagination to understand what they could be this year. Now, that, of course, brings you back to the question of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who in a bunch of polls runs ahead of that 15% margin. Why is that 15% important? Because 15% gets Robert Kennedy into the debates. Now, is it possible that President Trump will refuse to debate against President Biden and Robert Kennedy Jr. if he's included? I think it's possible. Or is it possible that President Biden would choose not to debate? All of that is possible. But part of what that means is that even if Nikki Haley falls short in the campaign for New Hampshire and the New Hampshire primary, that there is a lot of life left in this race. There's an interesting piece that ran in the Washington Post about how it is still possible for Haley to win the nomination or for DeSantis to win the nomination. We will get to that. But meanwhile, how do we get kids back to school? Part of what Peggy Noonan was talking about in her column about that feeling of being invaded and the epical changes surrounding the year 2020. Some of those changes involve terrible attendance at schools, people not even going to class. So what do you do about it? Do you pay the students to get there? We'll be talking about that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.